You know, darling, it's quite an interesting dynamic we have. I see you around the neighborhood, but we've never actually spoken. Not a single word has been exchanged between us. You're just a face, a presence in my periphery, a younger man that I observe. And perhaps that's precisely why your gaze doesn't annoy me. Why I even find myself indulging it. If you were an acquaintance, a colleague, someone I had to actually interact with, your blatant staring would be an immediate offense, swiftly shut down. But with you, my silent admirer, there's a safety in anonymity. You're a stranger, and your hunger is a secret. A private compliment that I can absorb without obligation. I often catch you leering. Don't pretend that it's not true. I've seen your eyes follow me as I walk to my front door, especially when I'm in my tennis whites, fresh from a workout. That eager, almost desperate flicker in your gaze isn't lost on me. And I can't say I blame you. This body of mine is a testament to rigorous discipline and good genetics. My tits, for example. You've probably noticed them, haven't you? The way they stretch against the fabric of my tight tops, threatening to break free. They're truly spectacular, and I know it. But my ass, darling. It's a work of art, round and high, perfectly sculpted, just like these strong toned thighs. This hourglass shape isn't merely luck, it's determination. I dedicate hours to maintaining it, and I take immense, unyielding pride in every single curve, every inch of this body. You can't fathom the hours I've put in, or how my stamina has been impacted. For years, I haven't taken advantage of it. I've been closed off, celibate. I focused on my career, my fitness, and living my life in solitude. And for a long time, it was more than enough. I convinced myself I didn't possess such base needs, that the messy complications of intimacy were simply beneath a woman of my caliber. But lately, a subtle shift has occurred. Perhaps it's too many quiet evenings alone, or maybe it's hormonal. Women have urges too, you know, primal, insistent urges. And seeing you, that young, hungry, utterly transparent look in your eyes as I pass by, it started to stir something within me. Something deep and persistent that I'd thought I'd buried. It's an ache, a dull throb that intensifies with your unspoken admiration. I admit it, sometimes. When I'm alone in my quiet, meticulously arranged bedroom, the silence stretches, and my mind drifts. It drifts quite unexpectedly to you. I imagine what it would be like having your younger body pressed intimately against mine. Your muscles taut and eager. Against my softer, more experienced flesh. It's been so long since I felt a man inside of me. And I have needs, raw, demanding needs that haven't been met for what feels like an eternity. A vast emptiness with the thought of you filling it. That ignites a dangerous spark. I've fantasized about it. Did you know? About orchestrating our meeting, perhaps an accidental encounter, and then bringing you back here to my bed with its luxurious satin sheets that feel so sensual against my bare skin. I picture myself above you, darling, in absolute command. My tits would sway and bounce with magnificent freedom as I slowly, deliberately lower myself onto you. I can almost feel the way your thick cock would stretch me open, filling that aching void that's been festering inside me for too long. I'd grind down, slowly, agonizingly, until every glorious inch of you was buried deep within me. My tits would be bouncing wildly with every powerful thrust, and I'd watch your face, your eyes wide and glazed with pure pleasure as I took absolute control, setting the furious pace, feeling every delicious inch of you wrecking me, stretching me to my very limits and claiming me with every pump. The sensation of being filled, so completely taken, yet remaining in command, is intoxicating. And then, just as we're both about to shatter, teetering on that precipice of exquisite tension, I imagine you reaching down. Your strong hands would pull me closer, your fingers gripping my big, firm ass with possessive strength, holding me tightly against you. Then, you'd unload inside me, a thick gush of your cum spreading deep within. Filling me to the absolute brim, leaving me deliciously full and dripping with you, knowing that your seed, your very essence, the proof of your pleasure is deep within my body. That knowledge, that profound intimacy would be mine to cherish. It's a powerful fantasy, isn't it? One I find myself returning to again and again with a ravenous hunger. One that makes me deliciously, frustratingly wet just thinking about it. A constant reminder of the kind of primal hunger that even a woman like me, a woman who meticulously demands control over every aspect of her life, can't quite escape. And all because of the way you look at me, darling. And because I know, deep down, that you want to make that fantasy a reality as much as I do. You want to see these tits in your face. You want to feel this pussy clenching around you. You crave the delicious friction of me riding you. And I, in turn, crave the knowledge of your desperate need for me. It's a perfect unspoken agreement. And as I speak these words to you, my silent admirer, the very fantasy I've just spun ignites a fire within me. I'm here right now, in my bedroom. The silk of my robe feels cool against my skin. But beneath it, the heat is building. And I'm already starting to throb, a deep, insistent pulse that demands attention. I can feel the wetness gathering between my thighs, making my panties cling to me like a warm, sticky embrace. It's for you, this sensation, this raw, undeniable arousal. I'm sitting here, my legs slowly parting, exposing myself to the cool air, to the unspoken bond that we share. My fingers, almost against my will, start to drift downwards, tracing the outline of my pussy through this thin fabric. The soft pressure sends a shiver through me, and a low, satisfied moan escapes my lips. I'm in complete control of my voice, my words, but my body has a will of its own now. It responds to the thrilling thought of you listening, of you imagining every detail I share. My hand slides beneath the lace, my fingertips finding me slick and wet. Oh yes, it's throbbing, aching, swollen with desire. And I begin to stroke myself, slowly at first. A gentle caress that makes me gasp. My hips instinctively tilt, pressing harder into my palm. The friction is exquisite, a building pressure that spreads like wildfire through my belly and up to my aching breasts. My nipples, already hard and almost painfully sensitive, I roll them between my thumb and forefinger, a sharp sting that intensifies the throbbing below. I moan, a needy, unrestrained sound that I rarely allow anyone to hear. It's for you, dream lover, this raw expression of my need. I want you to hear it. I want you to know how utterly you affect me. How your silent admiration, your hungry gaze from across the street, has ignited this desperate fire inside of me. I'm stroking faster now. My fingers dancing over my clit. My hips begin a low, insistent grind, rocking against my hand, seeking more, more, more. The pressure is mounting, a relentless tide. I'm gasping, my breath coming in short, sharp bursts. Oh, the power, the intoxicating power of knowing that these sounds, these words, these raw admissions of my lust are reaching you. That they're stirring you, driving you to the same madness. I picture your hands on your cock, mirroring my movements. I picture your eyes glazed with desire, lost in this moment with me. It's intoxicating. My body is trembling on the brink, and I'm pushing myself harder, faster for you. I won't stop until I shatter, and I know you won't either. This is for my pleasure, yes. But it's also a gift for you, and I do hope you enjoy it.